Let's get to Workout Wednesday, brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to customfit.ca, and they will set up a program that works for you. Jeff Woods joins us. Woods, how are you?
Very good, Mr. Greger. Thank you.
Now, we were batting around, Majot and I, the idea that, of course, we're 100 days away from the Olympics, and we were thinking about maybe having a TSN Olympics for our listeners. What would be the best events for kind of average Joes to compete in?
Well, that's kind of an interesting concept. And, you know, I guess the thing that comes to mind would be the decathlon that is a two-day event in the Olympics, and it's got 10 different events. So with that in mind, like, I think, you know, to have maybe average Joes participate in 10 events, obviously there's some risk of injury, but do you want me to run through the 10 events that they do in the Olympics?
Well, they do what? 1500, 100. What are they do three running ones, right?
Yeah, 100, 1500, and the 400, and the 110 meter hurdles.
Ooh, yeah, we might have to lower the hurdles for that.
And then there's the long jump, the shot put, the high jump, and the discus. And Greger, I don't think too many of your listeners or your media buddies would want to do the pole vault, would they?
Well, people would want to try it. Would they be successful at it? Most of us probably not. No, we'd have to come up with something different than the pole vault.
Right.
And even high jump might be a little bit too injury worthy.
Yeah, no, I would concur with that. But, you know, if you're going to pick five or six events, I mean, ones that in my mind might show a well-rounded look at a person's ability. And you and I have talked about track and field before, and the basics come into play here. I mean, even for our young kids, you know, like if you can run, throw, and jump, those are the basics, you're probably going to do well. So, I mean, to test somebody at the 100 meters, for example, that might be kind of interesting. Most men and women, when we talk to them about running the 100 meters, they say, well, I think I could run that pretty quick, maybe 13 or so seconds. When Usain Bolt runs it in, let me think here, I think 9.58 is his record. So guys think, well, maybe I could be somewhat close, but I don't think the average guy is going to break 15 seconds, Greger, on the 100.
Most average guys couldn't beat 15 seconds.
I don't think so.
Really?
I ran the World Masters Games here in Edmonton in 2005. I was 45 at the time, and I made it to the semis, and I was running a low 12. I was hurting. I was running against some pretty good runners, and I mean, I'm not a really fast guy, but you have to be reasonably quick to break 15 for sure. Now,
well, I'll tell you right now, you got it for the average person. You get in, like, the 800 meter is like a death race, or the 400 meter. Those two races are death, I find.
They are. They're a gut check. And, I mean, you've got to sort of sustain, you know, in the 400s. I mean, a good time would be under 60 seconds. And I can tell you this, there's not too many average guys out there sort of running sub-60.
No.
Do you know what the world record is in the 400?
Yeah, like 44?
43.18. That's quick, Greger.
No, it's ridiculously quick, man.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Less than 12 seconds every 100 meters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then even for, you know, a skinny little fellow like myself, you know, to do, you know, 12, that's my best effort. There's no way I can keep that up for
400 meters. Yeah, no chance.
No, it's quick.
No, yeah, it's ridiculous. So, sprinting is probably the one thing that most of us think we are faster at than we really are.
I would agree with that.
So how would you train? Let's say our average Joe, we're going to say, you know what, I'm going to sign up to it. What would be the best way to train for 100 meter to improve?
Well, I think this, just having some sense of good biomechanics. So when we're sprint running, things that are important is getting out of the block. So the things that typically foul up with your start is that runners pull their hamstrings. So doing some strength training where you're going to strengthen the posterior chain, your glutes, and your hamstrings to get some sort of a reasonable start without injury out of the blocks would be imperative. Second, obviously learning how to properly swing your arms. You don't want a lot of torso rotation. You want to be able to sort of carry your momentum straight forward and then down the track. So your arm swing is going to go from the cheek of your bum up to the cheek of your face. So we call that a cheek-to-cheek arm swing. And you don't want it to be too far outside of that, and we don't want your arms to swing across the midline of your body. So sort of having some sense of those biomechanics as a novice runner are going to help dramatically. And then, obviously, just a little bit of sprint time, learning how to get up to speed, maintain speed, and then obviously finish in a way that you're not going to trip up at the finish line. But you'd be surprised how many guys trip across the finish line reaching for the tape.
Oh, yes. I can only imagine for it. Now, getting out of the blocks is crucial for most people, and that's really the difference. Now, for the elite sprinters, of course, at times for winning and losing. What type of workouts can you do to improve out of the starter's block as a sprinter?
Well, first of all, again, the strength training imperative. So lots of squats, deadlifts, that sort of thing. And the biggest thing, I think, Gregor, is that most people that don't have experience, they stand up too quickly. So understanding that you have to try and bolt forward almost like across the plane of the ground. The thing that you don't want to do is stand up too quickly. So you're trying to drive horizontally out, and then your step cadence is quite a bit quicker out of the blocks. So I think, you know, hiring a coach actually is a good idea. And when we were in the World Masters Games back in 2005, I actually hired a coach from the university track team to work with me specifically on developing a good biomechanical pattern out of the blocks. But, you know, beyond that, it's a lot of time. It's a technically demanding discipline to be a good sprinter, and you have to fine-tune your biomechanics. So that kind of makes sense to me, and you have to spend time on the track.
Jeff Woods joins us from Custom Fit. The other interesting, like, we'd have to come up with some events. Now, do you think a 60 would be a better than a 100-meter, or is a 100-meter a better assessment to see what a person could do as a sprinter?
Well, I mean, they're both, again, technically demanding, and they're both extreme power events. I know, Gregor, it would depend on how you guys want to approach it. I think, you know, in terms of cachet, when we look at track meets around the world, their premier event is always the men's 100 meter. So I think just from, you know, curve appeal, to me, I think the 100 might be a little bit more glamorous than the 60, but both very good races.
Yeah, I'm not sure in the TSN Olympics there'll be a glamour event, but I like your thinking. I like your thinking. I know Maj feels he can go under 15, so he might be our representative in the 100 meter dash. I think actually with 100 days to the Olympics, Maj might focus in on training to be a 100 meter sprinter over the next 100 days.
I'll be looking forward to that. You know, here's another thing, too, to consider. So at the other end of the spectrum, you know, like a middle distance, like running the mile, for example, I think right around 3 minutes, 46 seconds now is a time for the mile. It might even be a bit faster than that.
Yeah. So what's the average person like? Is a 5 minute mile is probably really good?
Well, it's better than good. So in order to run a 5 minute mile, you've got to be able to run for that 5 minutes at 12 miles an hour. And to give our listeners some scope, like most treadmills, that's their top speed at 12 miles an hour. So imagine getting on the treadmill and trying to keep up that cadence for 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, that's pretty tough. So what's an average person mile then now? 6 minutes?
Well, I would say, Gregor, the guy off the street, probably closer to 7 or 8 minutes would be a good time.
Oh, wow.
But most people, honestly, considering the health of the general population, like doing a 10-minute mile continuous would be challenging for a lot of people.
A 10-minute mile. Wow. We got a lot of Texers feel they could do a 10-minute mile. I love it. So, and most of them think they could go sub-15, which is great. It's great. That's why we'll get people signed up to see how they can do.
And I'm anxious to see people go under 15 seconds. And I'm just saying, too, like, I don't want anybody to go out there tonight or tomorrow with their kid into the park and rip up their hamstrings trying to do, you know, 100. But it's harder than you might expect, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Gregor, too, you know, putting, you know, something together where you've got some interesting feats of strength and power. You know, even the long jump is kind of interesting because I'm sure for most people they haven't done that since they left high school or junior high. And that can be a fun event, too, to run, get your timing right, jump, you know, through the air and get some distance. Or even, you know, maybe you make up a few events, like a farmer's walk where you have to walk a certain a distance holding a weight, like a kettlebell, like 50 pounds or 70 pounds. Or maybe even doing like a tire flip like they do in the strongman competition. So you could probably combine some decathlon events and then some traditional strongman events to make a unique event, and it could be a lot of fun. I think you get people out to watch that.
Well, I think it would be good. Maybe we'll get you in the senior division, Woods.
Well, you know what? I'm at that age, and I'd be more than happy to compete at that level.
Well, we might get your expertise in helping us plan this. It might be something that we look at. As we are 100 days from the Olympics, maybe we'll do like a fun TSN version of the Olympics and get a few food trucks out there and have a lot of fun.
I think it sounds great, Gregory. Another thing you might want to consider, too, you might want to consider getting Mr. Paul Plakas out there, because he feels that he can be competitive with anybody on any stage, any event. I've had to live with this for 25 years.
Oh, trust me, I know. I hear it on a weekly basis, wowing about his potential athleticism. So, yeah, no, I would love that.
Do you have time for a short story? I can tell you a quick story about Paul and I playing hockey with Joel Quinville some time back. We got time for that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is back when Tommy Salo was in town, and Tommy was injured. He called the studio, and he said to Plakas, he said, you guys want to come down, you and Jeff, and have a skate at the Coliseum in the evening? So Paul said, sure, we'll come down and skate with you. So there's the three of us on the ice, and then about 10 minutes later, the doors open at the end. Joel Quinville comes out. He's got two guys from St. Louis, because he was coach for St. Louis Blues at that time, and he comes over. He says, you know, do you guys want to play a little three-on-three? So we turn the nets around, and we start to go. So we played for about 45 minutes. I think the score ran up. It's about 10-10. Plakas comes down to me behind the net, and he says, Woods, we are doing so well against these guys. And I'm looking straight into his eyes, and he's thinking, like, he's playing against Joel Quinville and two guys from the St. Louis Blues. I didn't have the heart to tell him that we're playing against Joel Quinville, the stick boy, and the bus driver for St. Louis. Like, we are not going to get contracts tomorrow, pal. But Gregor, honestly, in his eyes, he thought we were going to the show. I didn't have the heart to tell him, but anyway, so there you get a sense of his compete level. He's raring to go anytime.
Well, we'll sign him up, man. I appreciate it, Woods. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, cheers, Jace. Bye.